So we're going to kick off, first of all, with a question that I know Better Languages are facing at the moment. And that is, where is the line between PR in terms of online and offline? If you're engaging a PR firm, should you be expecting them to take care of your online coverage as well? And I'll probably leave it at that, Mike. You're looking at taking on a PR firm at the moment. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about what you're expecting from them, and then we can dive into that a little bit more detail and get Greg and Susan to comment on it?
Okay. I mean, to give you a bit of background, a couple of years ago we had quite good local press coverage. Had quite a lot of articles in the Evening Post and regional business press, which certainly at that stage generated a bit of interest for the business. But the question then is, where do we go next? And our problem is, there's only so many articles you can submit to the Evening Post. And also, our potential marketplace is the larger multinational companies. So really the question is, how do we get to decision makers in those companies? And particularly, as finance is tight, obviously we know we're going to need to spend money, but the question is to get really the best return on investment. What are the quick wins, as such, both in online PR and offline PR?